Hello, and welcome to another episode of 5.5 Minutes to Sales Superiority. I'm your co-host, Lauren Bristow.
And I'm Rick Wimberly. Welcome.
Today, we'll be discussing a topic that gets a lot of airtime in sales discussions, but to many still remains a practical mystery. The topic is prospect pain discovery. It's the art and science of understanding prospect needs, and ultimately how your products and services help solve problems and relieve pain. Now, we're going to focus on upgrading your current approach by first looking at a few common misconceptions about prospect pain, then offering some next level tips to improve pain discovery. First, some misconceptions.
Misconception number one, the prospect knows and can articulate their pain. We've seen less experienced reps, armed with the idea that pain identification is important, ask the prospect the not-so-subtle question, "So what pain are you experiencing?" Then to the rep's dismay, deafening silence on the other end of the line. Why? Well, one reason is the prospect may not have a full understanding of their own problems, pains, or needs.
Another reason for the silence is their pain can be thought of as latent pain, meaning hidden or dormant problems that are not immediately obvious. Sometimes they need to be introduced to a better way of doing things before they realize their current approach is inadequate.
It's like the first time I saw a 4K TV. I didn't know I needed one until I saw for myself the difference in picture clarity. Then I realized I was missing out.
Exactly right. Sometimes, truly innovative solutions can bring latent needs to the surface.
Misconception number two, the prospect will tell you their pain even when they are fully aware of it. It seems counterintuitive that a prospect wouldn't immediately bare their soul to a concerned, consultative salesperson such as yourself. The driver here is not that a need doesn't exist. It's really just a lack of trust. Misconception number three, the stated problem is not the real problem. Again, it would be nice if prospects were crystal clear in what they need and how we can help them. But knowingly or unknowingly, prospects often mask deeper issues with surface-level symptoms. In fact, it's rare as salespeople we actually know the whole story. We'll talk in the future about discovery that uncovers emotional, political, and ego pain drivers. But for now, just be aware that things are not always as they seem.
So how do we deal with these misconceptions in our pain discovery? Well, here are a few tips. First, obvious "where does it hurt" questions are not as valuable as situational questions for uncovering pain. For example, it's best to ask a prospect, "Can you describe your organization's current approach to cybersecurity?" Then follow up with questions like, "What do you like about your current approach?" along with, "If money weren't an object, what would you change about your current method?" Now, this line of questioning disarms the prospect, gets them talking, and reveals greater insight into how you might or might not be able to help.
Second, as a sales team, formally identify and describe common pains or objections. Companies don't usually solve 100 pain points, typically less than a dozen. Capture your common pains, give them a label and a brief description. Then train, practice, and use discovery-focused online tools to aid in recognizing core pains, even when faced with different scenarios.
Third, recognize all pain is not created equal. Remember to pursue questions that uncover the level of pain the prospect is experiencing, particularly relative to other problems. Is the pain you've identified really big enough to warrant a significant investment in time, money, and resources to solve it?
Fourth, be sure to effectively connect the prospect's pains to your solution's specific features and functions. So many times, we've seen reps waste a good discovery call by later delivering an autopilot pitch or demo that's not tailored to discovery findings.
Another great exercise for sales teams is to take each of the pain points identified earlier and define a few key points in your solution that addresses that pain specifically. We call this pain mapping. There is also an online tool we've created at excavace.com that helps you achieve this easily. It's designed to be used before, during and after the discovery call for reps to reference discovery questions, stories, pain mapping, and other helpful things. Check it out.
We have many more useful ideas for helping you achieve sales superiority. How about subscribing now so you don't miss something valuable? Until next time, thanks for joining us.